joining Dale, our second place finisher, Jeff Gordon, driver of the number 24 Panasonic Chevrolet, who is our all-time winningest driver here at Sonoma Raceway. Jeff, talk a little bit about the race out there today and your second place finish.
Yeah, it was a fun race, a tough one. Certainly tough for the guys making the calls in the garage or in the pits. Tire strategy and as well as us, you know, on the track, because the cars just drove unbelievable on new tires, and you just felt like King Kong. You could just drive it so aggressively, and then, you know, 8 laps later, it was where'd all the grip go, and you were on ice. So, you know, there was some tire management, which I love. I think that's really cool, you know, to have that kind of a race and all the different strategies. And I mean, you know, Carl, me, and Dale were all on different tires, you know, as far as laps on them, and it made for a very interesting race. Gosh, I wish I could have had those last 5 or 6 laps to do over again. I started overdriving it a little bit, trying to catch them and making a few mistakes. I made one in particular that really cost me. And you know, I think if I just stayed smooth and stuck with it, it looked like his car really started falling off those last couple laps, and I might have had a shot at least putting more pressure on Carl to force him to make a mistake or maybe get a run inside of him. Our car was great today. I felt confident it was going to be in the race, and it was exciting to you know, when they dropped the green, that we did have a car like that.
Jeff, watching on the TV, it looks like friends or enemies, we were banging around pretty good. You and Jimmy had a couple of tassels towards the end of that race.
Yeah, you know, those restarts when you're double file like that, the first few corners get pretty hairy, and there's not really enough room to go side by side, and so you got to squeeze. If you're on the outside, you got to squeeze the guy on the inside. If you're on the inside, you got to kind of push the guy on the outside. And I got a run off of 4. And I went to go to the outside of Ambrose, and I don't know if Jimmy dove in there or if he was protecting, you know, from somebody else trying to dive in there on him. But as I made the corner, he got into my right rear pretty hard, and I almost went around. And, you know, at the moment, you're just mad that it happened. So, I took it out on my right front fender, but it did more damage to my car than it did to his. And then, you know, I calmed down, and we just went back to racing, and then I was able to get, he kind of got into it with whoever, Ambrose in front of him, and I got a run on him, but I was able to make a clean pass. So, I don't like to make judgment till you see the video, but we race hard, and we had a great race and banged with a bunch of guys, but I thought it was all just in good racing.
We'll take our next question here on the left.
Jeff, Bill Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. It looked like that last lap, turn 11, you made it pretty close, got a little close to him. Did it feel like a possible pass, or was there just too much ground to make up at that point?
I mean, that particular area, my car was really good. I could really get into turn 11. I was just trying to get him to overdrive the corner and get up off the bottom. There's such an advantage to hook around those tires that had he missed it, which he did about 2 laps before that, I thought that I might be able to make it interesting. But no, you know, he did lock up going in there, but he made the corner, and that was it. At that point, it's a desperate move. It's not one worth wrecking the guy on, because if you're racing the guy and you get a couple runs on him, he blocks you, and he blocks you here, and he blocks you there, and you're faster, then you might not give an inch. You might go in there, and you might use the bumper. But, you know, I really had just caught him, and so that's why I wish I could have had this last 5 laps to do over again, because I think if I could have not made a couple mistakes, I would have been on him with more like 2 laps to go, and I think I would have had a shot. But, hey, that's the way it goes, and we finished second.
We'll take one in the back, then we'll go upstairs and come back down.
Yeah, this one's for Jeff. Jeff, Tom Jensen, FoxSports.com. Is this, you know, we've been seeing you in here a lot lately. Is this the most optimistic maybe you've been about how you've been running in maybe the last 5, 6 years?
Absolutely. It's certainly the most consistent great cars that I've had going week in and week out, to have cars that are capable of either winning or running up front. So we're, I'm very confident in what I'm getting behind the wheel of every weekend. And that just, is because of all the hard work that's going on at Hendrick, and all the data and work that everybody behind the scenes is doing, as well as Alan and our engineers. I'm just working really well with them, clicking with them, but the cars are just really, really good, and that's making a lot of fun for me.
Donna Beth Weilenman, Benicia Herald. This is for both. The first question is for both of you. The tire testing here got rained out in March, and since tires were a big issue this race, I was wondering if you could tell me how you made up for that. Second question is for Jeff Gordon. It's about when you got a chance to test over at New Smyrna Beach. My husband used to race over there, so I was wondering what you learned at some of these short tracks.
Well, I'll take the first one since Dale wasn't here during the tire test. It was just the 24 and 14 and a couple of other guys. It only rained out the first day. The second day, we actually pretty much got the full day in. So we were able to learn, you know, something anyway. And we, even though we didn't actually test on the tire that they brought here, we test on similar ones. And maybe the 14 tested on this exact one. But it was close to the one that I liked the most that had good grip at the beginning, and it did fall off. We knew it was going to fall off, but it seemed like some of the other ones fell off just as much or more. So, I like this tire. I mean, I think it's not easy to drive at the end, which can be good and bad, but it's got a lot of grip at the beginning. So I think it switches up the pit strategy, where it's not always just about fuel mileage. You know, we've been racing fuel mileage races out here for the last several years, and I think that it's nice that tires make a difference. So I like it. I wish we had tires like this more places. The New Smyrna. Okay. I get mixed up with all the places we go and test. Yeah, I mean, we just short track testing, you know, stuff, just seeing what we can learn. We go to all the tracks that we can't race on. And if there's some place that's close to Charlotte with good weather that might be able to teach us a little bit, then we'll go there. I thought that it was more for fun than learning anything, I'll be honest. There's not another track that we go to that's anything like that. Not to mention there was water seeping out of the track that we were driving through. So it was, It was a fun day, but I don't know if maybe Dale and those guys learned some things there, but I didn't think that we did.
I have one for Jeff and for Dale. Jeff, I seem to recall a conversation yesterday with you after qualifying, and you said to me you weren't really one bit worried and I should talk to you today when all the Hendrick cars finish, and you had four in the top eight. Is that just how much confidence you have right now in the team and in the program? And Dale, I'll ask this, and you improved your finish here by quite a substantial deal, and you were running fast in practice, and looking at your Twitter account, it looked like you may even have surprised yourself a little bit how well you were running on Friday. How big a boost is this for you personally and how you feel about road courses? Are you starting to love them a little bit more now?
You like them when the cars are working good. I've had some good cars over the years. I mean, you always say that when you qualify 15th. You know, you always say, hey, talk to me tomorrow when it's all over. I mean, I had confidence that we were much better than that. And that was just based on how our car drove in practice. You know, I think that's kind of what Dale's alluding to as well. You have a certain feel that you're looking for, and you look at the lap times, and I thought our lap times were competitive, and the car had a pretty good feel. So I didn't feel like we were going to stay back there all day long, and I was hoping that all the Hendrick cars would, you know, that didn't qualify good would come to the front, and I thought that they would, and that wasn't being like so confident just in everything. I mean, things are going well for us, but it was really just solely looking at the lap times and how my car felt.